forget to turn on the light. Don't laugh, it will be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on. Crash course for the Raiders. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, ready to work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this thought-out saturation. Personate the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the Bureau Supply for aging men. With snorting head he gazes to the shore. Once outraged to see the raids no more. Like the video film.
That's it. WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers.
So far,
it's just two.
I know, down to two.
Marie and I. It's supposed to be a big show today, though. I hope Jimmy's on his way in, but he comes from Rhode Island, and I know the
threat of the storm.
The snow scares him, and he... And they might be getting a little more than us, I think.
They might be. I haven't really been tracking it.
I don't want to know. I heard we're not going to get it bad.
That's what I heard.
I heard DC got dumped on.
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
We'll see.
It
hasn't even really started yet. It looked like we might have got a little last night.
It feels it, though. Like, the day feels like there's a storm in the air.
Well, it's very dark.
Yeah, and the air's kind of coolish. But
right.
We'll see.
Yeah, it's definitely cold enough and it's dark, so I think we're going to get something.
We'll see.
Like I said, looks like a pretty big show. I wish Jimmy would come in. Get in there, Jimmy! But we have Nancy Neon and Friends, which I'm not sure who she has coming in. I think Maura, who we've had on the show, is coming in. The model, the pinup model.
The pinup. Oh, yeah.
And,
great gal.
Yeah. And I know Frank Rowe is coming in from
Excellent
Classic
guy.
Ruins.
Great. Has he come in before?
Yeah, he's been in here and he's played live. He's done Classic Ruin stuff.
That's right.
With Carl Biancucci. But I don't think Carl's coming in. I asked him to, but he didn't really reply.
Oh.
I don't know. He's a good friend. But
he is.
I think he's being a stick in the mud. He's probably listening right now. Carl! What else?
What else we got?
Oh, we have Nancy Neon, Frank Rowe. I just wanted to say, it looks like we'll be, like, kind of celebrating Billy Borgioli stuff.
Yes.
That would be, Nancy Neon is widowed.
Yes.
From Billy. We lost him, like, a year ago. Maybe not even that long, huh?
I don't know.
Yeah, what was it, beginning of the summer? Maybe the spring. My memory is really...
I remember the party.
My memory is really, really shot. I just actually had to be rescued because I locked myself outside without my card. Again. So, you know how that goes. So, we're waiting on Nancy. She should call soon.
Yep.
And I'm sorry I didn't play Bowie's version of Driving Saturday, the original. But I was kind of in a rush to get something started and... Actually, my version is easier to find. That's Jimmy and I and the rest of
David
the thigh scrapers.
David would be proud of that cover.
You think so?
I hope so.
I think he'd like
it. I think he would, too.
I think he'd be like, aw, that's cute.
Yeah.
So we'll play some of the man himself right now. WMFO 617-627-3800. Look out over the sea. Think about all of the places perhaps where a young man could be. Then you jump back down to the rooftops. Look out across the town. Think about all of the strange things circulating round.
See us all through. of my Hollywood highs, best of the last, meanest store they ever had. I'm stiff on my ledger, films that I made. Forget that I'm 50, 'cause you just got paid. A pinch of baby, you're porcupine. Sold you illusions in a bag full of checks. Made a bad connection, 'cause I just want your sex. Crack, baby, crack. Show me you real. Smack, baby, smack. Is all that you feel. Suck, baby, suck. Give me your hair before you stop professing that you're not for me.
WMFO. David Bowie, of course. No, the whole show won't be Bowie. We did do a nice, what, three-hour tribute. Everyone's been doing tributes, and, you know, rightly so. One of my rock gods. And, yeah, I'm just, I mean, I knew he was sick, but it's still, it's hard to take. This is almost as bad as, well, it is. It's as bad as a family member dying to me.
I remember you saying that you couldn't believe that we're now in a world without David Bowie, you know.
Yeah, I've never lived in a world without a David Bowie.
But the thing is, I always found when he was alive and listening to his music, I couldn't believe that I was living in a world that he lived in.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that he came around.
Well, I've said that, too.
You wouldn't believe him unless he was on video and recorded.
I have said that, too. Like, we will look back, I mean, people, humanity will look back at this time, I think. Like, we look back at Beethoven or Mozart and go, can you imagine being alive while those guys were living? You know, maybe I wasn't alive during the Beatles' heyday, but we still have Paul McCartney walking around.
Yeah.
I mean,
can you
imagine if you were walking around and there was actually Mozart you can go see in concert?
I know. With David Bowie, was at that level.
To me, those people are at that level. You know, music.
Divine artists.
Great music is timeless. Last Wednesday, the Thigh Scrapers, but just down to a duo, Jimmy and I, we did a little appearance.
Go ahead.
We did a little appearance at the Red Parrot, and we did a Bowie song.
Did you do Cracked Actor?
No, we have.
Sometimes
we have in the past, but we did. We actually did Ziggy Stardust.
Oh, good.
That was really, really good. I actually asked him if we could recreate it today, and he said he'd bring in his guitar, but. Looks like he's not coming in. Jimmy, call in. Oh, that's probably him now. We shall see. MFO, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Nancy Neon. I'm downstairs on the first floor. Someone buzz me in or send a rescue party.
Marie will be
I'm
down.
On my way.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Nancy Neon on her way up. And before you go, listen to this. So... While we were there before we started, Jimmy broke broke a glass.
Oh, no.
And somebody goes, are you going to do Bowie's Sound of Breaking Glass?
Oh, how cool.
But I go, no, that wasn't Bowie. I'm like, no. And I thought about it. I'm like, that was Nick Lowe who did Sound of Breaking Glass.
Oh, yes, yep.
But they were partly right because Bowie did have a song called Breaking Glass I forgot all about.
Okay.
It was on Sound and Vision, 1978. So let's hear that.
Okay.
You can go get Nancy.
Yeah, well.
And maybe we'll play a little Nick Lowe after this one, huh?
Okay.
All right.
Flying all around. can watch. Deep into the night, I love the sound of this condition. How it changed your mind.
WMFO in Medford. Medford. That band, I know it sounds a lot like White Stripes, but it's actually Crushed Out, who played here at the Plow and Stars not long ago, and I love them. I say, give me that damn CD.
No, I actually paid for it. I did. They would have given me one, but I thought, you know, they weren't making a lot at the Plow and Star, so I should pay for it. That's what I figured. That's what I do. That's what we do here. We help out. And Nancy Neon, she's helping us out for being here. How are you doing, Nancy?
I'm doing great now that I'm here.
Right on.
Somebody gave me wrong directions. I was going in the opposite.
Who did that to you?
We won't say. No They'll names. Remain anonymous.
Yeah. Okay. That's nice of you. Nicer than I would be. yeah, Nancy's here for a while. She's putting together a list of songs she wants to hear.
She's making her list and checking it twice.
Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of Billy Borgioli stuff, huh?
One or two. But Frank Rowe's going to be here later. He's going to play several of Billy's songs. One, the classic Ruins have already recorded. It's called Forget About It. He's going to do that on acoustic guitar.
Great.
I think the other guys in the band are busy today or something, but Frank is just fine just by himself. And he's also going to do The Hard Way off of something that I released in 2002, Assorted Varmints. And then he's going to do the third one that's a surprise.
Right.
Stick around.
Right on. If you don't know, Nancy, you were a partner of Billy Borgioli for long time.
14 years.
Wow.
14 glorious years.
That's great. And unfortunately, we lost him. What when was that?
June 27th of last year.
Right. And we did a wonderful tribute for him. That was great.
Brian did such a great job as MC. We had a lot of great bands.
That was a great time.
It was at Cuisine on Locale. It was a nice combination of warm sentiment and hard rocking.
I didn't do much. All I did was, you know, introduce people. But thank you for making, you know, having me be part of that. And
yeah, if you want to do it again this year, we can do it again. We want to raise some money. Cal gave the money last time to leukemia, I think. But Billy had lymphoma, and he also had...
Well, leukemia needs help, too. That's a good cause.
That's true, but I want to give it to something that's more specific to Billy's
right.
issues. And so that would be lymphoma and also seizure disorders. That was something
okay.
that was with him for a long time.
Well, if you need any help with that, I'm up for it.
We'll do it.
All right, sounds
August,
great.
August 2016.
Oh, Nancy has to go. They're right here. No, she'll be sticking around for a while. Another one we just lost recently. What is with this year? The past 2 years, you know? My father included. It's crazy, crazy.
Sorry for your loss, Brian. That was the sudden thing to happen, a very shocking.
Right. We thought we'd have him for another 20 years. It was just out of the blue. Bad, if you need to know, bad motorcycle crash. He loved his Harley Davidson, so I say, you know, that's probably the way he wanted to go out, right? We lost Kevin Jr. from the Chamber Strings just a couple weeks ago. They're a great band out of Chicago, and you know, I don't know a lot by them, but my friend Katrina down in New York City, she's big part of the scene down there, you know, was friend of the Heartbreakers and all that. And she's been telling me that, you know, she's been asking for another band. What band was that? Let me look at that message from earlier. I should know it, but, you know, my head just gets frazzled. The Men That Will Not Be Blamed for Nothing. You know, I had to read that because
that's
it's
a
such
long
a long name. Yeah, I do always forget exactly what they are.
I'm sure there's a nickname for them somewhere.
We're going to play something for that. She's been asking for it. And she was a friend of Kevin Jr. from Chicago. And she wanted me to play some Chamber Strings, which I'll be glad to do. I didn't know much of their stuff, but I know the song Baby It's You.
Okay.
So he covered that.
Yeah.
And I really haven't heard it yet, so let's check it out right here on WMFO. Hey, if you have a question for Nancy, 617-627-3800.
My heart. It's not the way you kiss the tears me apart. Oh, oh, oh. Many, many nights roll by. Baby, it's you.
See, that's what happens. I screwed up. You know, I never, ever play anything off of YouTube because of that. Because of that happening, but... What's that, Marie?
I said you tried to get away with it.
I tried to get away with it, I'll tell you. That is exactly why I don't do it. And also, the quality is not that great. But let's try another one by him. Since I'm not going to start the same song over. And guess what? I did order their CD.
So next week.
Yeah, it's in the mail. Chamber. Baby, it's you. Let's hear a telegram, huh?
Let's try it. Do it.
Made up.
So what's your name, Icy?
Stuntman Mike.
Stuntman Mike's your name.
You ask anybody.
Hey, Warren. Who is this guy?
Stuntman Mike.
And who the hell is Stuntman Mike?
He's Stuntman.
.5 WMFO in Medford. Katrina's chiming in. Let me see. Let me read it before I read it to you. Make sure it's clean. She says, okay. By the way, Telegram is my favorite song from the Chamber Strings. And I
All
was
right.
glad you played that. And by the way, I am still from Finland. Gotcha. I thought you were a New Yorker. I'm sorry, Katrina. We've just been talking on here, and I assumed she was from New York. She seems to have many, many friends from there. You can pipe in.
Wow, two thumbs up for Finland. I help out sometimes at Hubba Hubba, and I met a wonderful woman from named Nora from Finland, and she was one of those kind of people that have the dilemma that she looks absolutely fabulous in everything that she tries on. She bought a lot of nice things, and it was really nice to meet somebody from Finland. She was surprised that I knew anything about Helsinki and all that good stuff about them being a financial center. But two thumbs up for Finland.
Right on. Yeah, she seems to be a good friend of Walter Lur, and she's a very pleasant lady. She's always saying nice things about the show, and mm-hmm. she loves it. So I had to play some stuff for her, and
I'm glad you did. A little bit different.
Tell me if I screw this up, Katrina. Katrina Ethelin is her name. And yeah, she seems to be like kind of a scenester like us. She reminds me kind of you, of Nancy Neon here. From what I've, that's what she comes across as to me. And I like that. The band that she wanted me to play. Oh, here it is. The Men That Will Not Be Blamed for Nothing. I believe they're doing a United States tour in May. They're from England.
Okay.
They'll be here in May, I believe. Again, you can correct me if I'm wrong, Katrina, but let's hear something by them anyways. Here they go. It's The Men Who Will Not Be Blamed for Nothing.
Hmm.
Thank you. Adam Porter, it's gin. It helps you get through all that life throws at you. Gin! From Hampstead to Allgate, here's everyone's best mate, it's gin. The ladies and lords and the great unwashed lords love gin. Gin is the tonic to cure all your woes. Cleansing your soul from your head to your toes. Taking the edge off the hardships of life. If I could marry it, I'll make it my wife. When slumped in the gutter, the first word you utter is gin.
Gin!
Immense broken hearts help friendship start. Gin!
Gin!
Makes dull banter witty, makes ugly girls pretty. It's gin.
Gin!
It helps you forget all the things you regret. Gin! Tonic to cure all your woes. Gin is the tonic to cure all your woes. Gin is the tonic to cure all your woes. Gin is the tonic to cure all your woes.
Joining in wherever revolutions come to pass, finally at last.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers,
where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.